Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Nikki.
Yes, Drew?
You've been seeing Tinder Dude for a while now.
Yeah.
How much? A couple months?
No, it's like been a month.
Month? You've had sex with each other?
Okay.
Probably about what? 18, 19 times now?
We don't need to get into numbers.
Okay.
Wow.
But do you know the exact number?
I don't.
Okay. You don't have a little calendar with a little X?
Yeah, little notches on the headboard?
I do not.
So, you've had sex.
Okay.
He's deactivated his Tinder.
Yeah.
You've quit smoking.
Yes. Okay. I haven't smoked.
Okay.
Since?
Before we were together.
Okay, good, good. So you.
But I'm not getting wasted.
All right.
Okay.
So now he has asked you to do something. I'll be honest with you. There aren't many deal breakers I have in relationships. But this, my girl came to me and said, I think we should start doing this, I'd say, it's been really cool knowing you.
It was shocking.
I know the FBI's got a lot of stuff right now they're looking into. They should look into this next.
He asked you to sit on the same side of the table in a booth with you.
He wants to be a same-side sitter.
Ugh. I'd like to revoke my endorsement of this young man. I believe that we are born the way we are, but I don't have to accept it.
I've never understood this. What does it mean?
Sitting on the same side?
Yeah. Like, why do you do that?
I don't know.
Why does he want to do that?
I don't know.
You can't even look at each other.
Maybe to be close to me? I don't really know.
He's trying to get your food.
That's all he's trying to do. Look, you've got the right to procreate. If there's legislation enacted, I'd vote against your damn rights to even exist on this planet if you're a same side sitter in a restaurant.
How did this all go down?
Yeah, please. Take it slowly, too. I want to know. I hate breeds.
I would like to say that I haven't fully committed to same-side sitting. Like,
good.
We sort of did it, but not really, and it was all by accident. And I made fun of same-side sitters, and that's when I learned he likes same-side sitting.
How did you learn that he liked this?
Because I was making fun of same-side sitters and saying how I would never be one. And then he started asking me why.
Has he tried to sit with you on the same side?
First date, he came over to my side.
First date?
But I didn't. We were watching. He was showing me something on his phone. We were at a bar. It's not like we were eating or anything. So okay. I thought it was just like innocent. And then I was like, everything makes so much sense. So we went out for tacos Saturday night.
Where'd you go?
Capital Tacos.
You did? That's the jam.
No, I don't like the cattywampus.
What?
But that's okay.
That's the jam. Mm.
Did you go to the new location in Wesley Chapel or the old school?
We went to the new one.
I was there Sunday.
Yeah.
Sell out. Sorry. Okay. So you're at Capital Tacos.
And there's this circle, semi-circle booth.
Okay.
So our legs were touching. We were close enough for our legs to touch, but we weren't completely side by side. So I thought I won this. Like, I sat down and he was further away from me. Then he moved around and came to my other side.
There's something wrong with this guy.
So there hasn't been an official same side sitting yet?
No. Then Sunday we went to brunch.
Okay.
And it was half booth, half regular table.
Please tell me you didn't both sit on the booth side.
No, but he made a joke about coming over and I shut it down.
Like one of those jokes of, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we had a threesome tonight with a stripper? Ha 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 ha. Knowing that he really wants to have a threesome with a stripper.
Yeah.
But so how did he joke? Like, what did he say? Like, I'm going to come over there and sit on your side of the booth.
He's like, are you sure you don't want to be a same side sitter today?
I didn't know it was guys who initiate that kind of behavior.
I thought it was mostly a girl thing.
Yeah, I did too.
I've never been a same side sitter before.
Most aren't.
I think it's weird.
Strutzman just tweeted, I don't judge many people, but when I see same side sitters, I automatically think something must be wrong. Tori Spears, some of my best friends are same side sitters. You want to hear it from all the regulars, and I love it. Corey Cardinal, watch out, Nikki, off air. Same side sitting is a slippery slope. Pretty soon you'll be wearing matching outfits.
But who does that?
I'm with Smokey.
Sorry. Who does that? Like, I want to understand you, okay? I don't want this to continue to polarize us as Americans and drive us apart. I can get my head around what makes someone listen to Insane Clown Posse and spray Faygo soda on someone else. I might not understand the Juggalo lifestyle, but I respect your our differences. If you're a same-side sitter, why?
Is it ever acceptable? Is it acceptable if you're with another couple?
Yeah, that's fine. If you're with another couple, it's
fine. Sure. Yeah, duh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's totally okay.
Or if you're watching a game and the game is only visible. No, I'm sorry. Even then.
No.
Well, you both want to see the game.
Yeah. That's okay. The game's okay.
One of you has to sacrifice the game for decency.
I don't know. A game's all right.
I feel like it's only high schoolers and like overbearing wife types that want to be same-side sitters.
And he's an overbearing wife type.
I just think he's a
confused young man.
Affectionate type of person.
Desperate.
Well,
I mean, not for you.
Okay.
That came out wrong.
Maybe it's your pheromones.
Maybe you just drive him crazy.
He does like the way I smell.
Oh, he's really messed up.
So are you guys official yet or what? Because this is getting gross.
No, we're not.
I'd like to hear from same side apologists. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
There's no way anybody can make a case that it's better than sitting across from someone.
No way. Sitting across is a way to go. You get to look in their eyes. You get to play a little footsie under the table.
Yeah.
But, I mean, couldn't you, like, do some other stuff if you were same-side sitting underneath the table?
You haven't done it.
I'm just going to be pro same-side sitter for
you can't
sake
even
of
just,
an argument.
You can't just eat.
Yeah, you're at brunch and you want to do naughty under the table stuff? That's the disgrace and besmirching brunch.
Totally is. It's disrespectful to the Benedict to play a little oops, where'd my index finger go?
Why are you already thinking about doing this stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're ready to same side sit.
No, I am not going to same side sit.
You got one foot on the other side of the booth.
I am not a same side sitter.
You've been going out for 27 days. You don't have to keep the spark alive just yet.
I'm not a same side sitter. I will not be a same side sitter. I've made fun of them for 26 years of my life.
Same side sitters are the same people that have joint Facebook accounts.
Yes, they are.
That's true.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'm not on Facebook. Why do people have joint Facebook accounts? Is that...
Probably somebody's cheated.
Somebody has cheated.
Yeah. And so they both have to have access to the same damn account.
So that's the resolution. Instead of getting a divorce, we get us the same Facebook page.
You can't do Facebook together.
No, you can't. You should do Facebook separately.
And if it's a joint account, it's always the woman running it.
That is for damn sure. It's never the dude. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I can't even get my head around the fact of what would... Maggie, are you really a same-side sitter?
Occasionally. It depends on, like you said, if there's a game on. And that it still feels a little awkward. And the only other time I feel like it's almost a forced thing is if you get a bad seat in the restaurant and the person would have to stare at the wall. We're both kind of like to see what people are doing and walking around and... you know, checking things out. So occasionally I might sit on the same side just so we could keep a watch for the most part. But to stare at the wall would be awkward. So that's
I'm sorry. I would rather awkwardly stare at a wall than have someone look at me and know that I'm a same side sitter. My reputation is already tarnished in this community and I cannot take such derision. Gross. Patrick on Twitter said, me and my wife call the same side sitters riding the bus. That's pretty awesome because they do look just like bus riders.
Do you feel like she made a good case for same side sitting?
No.
Okay, I don't think so either.
No, you can't make a case for same side sitting.
There's got to be one reason.
Man, me and my girl did it one time and it did not feel right.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I've never done it.
I know why we did it. Because of where she was sitting. The AC vent was blowing right on her, and there was no other seating in the place. And I was like, well, just come sit by me. They'll avoid the vent.
Acceptable.
Okay.
Very acceptable. Chris on Twitter said, my wife won't even sit in the same booth as me. 800-771-1025. Aaron, are you a same-side sitter?
I am, but for good reason.
All right, if you say so, what's that reason? Are you lacking your arms and your husband needs to feed you?
No, HJ is under the table, and that's the only reason.
HJ's under the table can still be accomplished if I'm sitting across from you if your arms are long enough.
It's not happening.
Nobody has long arms.
Yeah,
who has arms that long?
Well,
what restaurants are you doing HJ's in?
Not BJ's.
I don't understand why you can't just sit down and eat and do that stuff later.
I don't want an HJ while I'm eating.
She's not doing HJs.
You're not doing HJs while you're eating.
Okay, only one time.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Get
I appreciate
out of here
that.
With that.
HJs.
Come on, give us a real case for why we should sit on the same side.
Yeah. You know, pass me the ribbles. Drama-free Rick, I have no tolerance for these people. Hashtag same side sitters. I'm sorry. I will defend your right to have an opposing point of view. But in this case, I'm nauseated that you're allowed to even exist in our society.
It's nice that early on in the relationship, Nikki is standing her ground on the same side sitting.
This is the kind of thing you introduce in a relationship 6 months in, a year in. But 27 days into the relationship and he wants you to become the most foul of human being possible?
He was gentle about it, but I...
He didn't, like, grab you by the hair and make you sit there on his lap?
No.
Yeah, you like that, don't
it
you?
It was jokey, but he hasn't forced the issue.
Good. He shouldn't. It'll hurt.
So I think he's taken my word of that I'm not
sitter. He's just biding his time, waiting for a vulnerable moment.
I just thought about at his apartment, it's small, so his table is pushed up against the wall. We same side sat when he made me dinner.
Yeah, now you know who he is. He's a same side sitter.
You're in too deep.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
If you look in his freezer, you're going to find severed heads.
I've been in his freezer, no severed heads.
Pull the wall unit off the wall, and you'll find his kill kit in there.
He's a same side sitter.
We've traced the call. It's coming from the same apartment. Beth, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Are you a same side sitter?
I am.
Gross.
Sometimes.
Just gross.
I never was until about 5 years ago when I started going out with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit together when they've sat one of us in a spot where you're either looking at a wall or the bathroom or kitchen. You know what I mean?
Like,
we don't have a good seat.
I don't know what restaurants you people are going to where there's a table with a view of the wall.
Well, what's out back? For some reason, they always stick us in the one side of the restaurant where you're looking at a wall. So we'll sit on the same side because we're people watchers.
Ugh.
And then another time is when we want to see a sports game together.
All right. Hey, I will allow the dispensation for watching of sports. That is only natural that a couple who watches sports together would want to watch the same game.
Kenny said on Twitter, I sit behind my wife in the movie theaters. No same side sitting.
Same side sitting is comparable to hand holding while driving. Hashtag yuck, hashtag clingy, hashtag need my space from Gary Tebow.
We do that.
You hold hands while he's driving?
Yeah.
This guy's a creep.
Yeah, that's.
No, she's going with it.
He's not a creep. He is not a creep. Just because you're not affectionate.
I'm affectionate. That's past affectionate. That's obsessive.
So you're telling me when you started dating your girl in the beginning, you guys didn't hold hands or anything like that?
No.
No?
Not in public.
Are you a monster?
No, I'm not a monster.
The car is in public.
Oh. No.
No?
Hold hands in a car?
Not in the car.
No, she didn't ever like put her hand on your thigh?
That's different. That's not holding my hand.
It's similar.
The thigh is not similar to my hand. This is my hand. This is my thigh right here.
Yeah, doesn't...
You know what that is right there? It's my junk.
Whatever happened to 10 and 2, and this guy's got one hand interlocking with you?
Very unsafe. That airbag deploys, and he's only going to lose one of his arms.
He's left-handed, so it's okay.
Phoebe's always trying to hold my hand when I'm driving, and I pull it away because I'm focused on the road.
Yeah, you show her who's boss. That road is the boss.
That really takes your focus away, holding a hand.
Like, is he afraid you're going to hop out of the car?
No, I don't.
You know who is the same side sitter? Everyone at the Last Supper. Look what happened to them. What did happen to them?
Well, it was mostly the one dude that was throwing the party.
Fine. 11 of 12 of them are fine. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Same side sitting. It's not okay. Gym Rat Steph said same side sitters are the real terrorists. Mike, you are a same side sitter apologist. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Drew? First time, long time.
Thank you.
Hang up and listen.
(laughs) 727-579-1025.
Gennaro said we make fun in the kitchen of same side sitters. It's not okay.
Hey, look at the stupid dubbelgats out there. It's that sitter. I can't believe it. They got an Italian word from it. Dubbelgats. What's up, Suzanne? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm a same side sitter.
Okay.
We've
we are recently married, so we still do it. But our thing is that we go to restaurants, we both order two different meals all the time, and we always split half of it. So it's so much easier to split half the meal when you're sitting right beside him. And I just, on hold, I listen to the chairs about the hand-holding. Yes, we do the hand-holding as we drive. We hold hands as we walk. Yeah.
All that affection. So gross. There's something wrong with
you. You like stand by the bathroom door and wait till he comes out?
I don't trust what he might be doing in there. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Jordan is going to speak to us about the dangers of same side sitting. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Drew. How are we doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Real good. Okay, so my girlfriend is a huge advocate of same side sitting, and early on I was totally okay with it. It's cute. She plays with my leg, kiss on the cheek every now and then. It's cool. And then next thing you know, about a year down the road, you're having Sunday fun day. You're having margaritas and quesadillas, and she's already eaten 80% of your quesadilla. She's drunk. She passes out on your lap, and it becomes a very sloppy, not so fun time. And I'm here to tell everyone, early on, it'll be okay, and then as it progresses, it gets worse and worse. Don't do it. Stop now.
So what I'm getting from you, Jordan, is that it's a very slippery slope.
It is a very slippery slope.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Can we call your young lady friend and confront her on her same-side sitting dangers?
Oh, man.
Yeah. What do we have? What do we have to give away?
Nikki, what can we give this young man?
Any sure Ray tickets?
Bribe him.
We can give you tickets to the Tampa Bay Rays versus the Giants.
Yeah.
Or a pair of tickets to the Prophets of Rage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a good prize.
Yeah. Two options. All you got to do is let us call your girl.
Okay, I can get down with Prophets of Rage.
All right, hold on 1 second, and we'll hook you up.
We knew that you could.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Drew, what? First of all, I want to commend you for eloquently doing this since Sunday. Jeez. Hello?
Yeah, stop talking. We hear you.
Drew just went to the bathroom.
Wait, let me go outside. Wait.
That's not it.
Bro?
Is he doing a voice?
Bro? I think he is. Are you?
Bro?
Are you doing a bit on us here?
No.
This is really your voice?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Sorry, it's just a little hard to listen to and understand.
No, I'm on a cell phone.
That's probably it. It's probably the cell phone then. Yeah. So then what is it that we can do for you, Joe?
I just wanted to say how eloquently since Sunday you have taken this conversation till now, and I just wanted to say it's not a political thing, it's not a lesbian thing, it's not a gay thing. It's a human thing, and we're all brothers and sisters, and one of our brothers took out some of our brothers and sisters, and that was it, you know. And I'm really sad to say that, but
so you consider the shooter your brother?
No, sir.
Are you on the toilet?
No.
Hey, Joe, if we're brothers, how come you never sent me a birthday card or got me a bar mitzvah present?
I didn't know what day your birthday was, sir.
You're a lousy brother, Joe.
Stuff happens, sir.
Oh, thank you for cleaning that one up. I sure would have hated to have to dump you.
I almost said a bad word.
I love this guy.
You're definitely my favorite caller of the day so far, Joe. Thank you very much for blessing us with your voice, my brother. And I hope you go have a great day somewhere, okay?
Well, thanks for being you, Drew.
It's what I do best,
you
Joe.
Have a great day too, sir.
I will. Thanks, man.
Wow. What a guy.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.